Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro, and today my guest is Gary Forrester from Valley Performing Arts, and he's here to talk about Blithe Spirit, the classic comedy by Noel Coward. Welcome, Gary.
Thanks, Mark. Glad to be here.
Good, yeah. So this is a real famous play. It's a classic, Blithe Spirit. I've never seen it, nor have I seen the movie, and I know Noel Coward is an absolute master of this form. He's kind of like a perfect writer in the style of Oscar Wilde. He's a Brit, and he writes these witty, sophisticated drawing room type comedies where every word is in its place like a poem. What makes this one different?
It's a British comedy. And they always like in British comedies and British farces. This is very much in the genre of the British style of writing. Everything is a lot of tongue in cheek humor, a lot of innuendo, a lot of things that are blatantly funny, as well as sit back in your chair and think about it for a minute,
subtle,
and then get it. Uh-huh. Sometimes American humor is just right in your face. This is more subtle. This is more sophisticated. This is more the type of a thinking man's comedy in one way, but there's also enough comedy that's upfront in your face that's going to keep you laughing and guessing from opening to close.
And it's a romantic comedy,
of sorts. Yes, if he's in a difficult situation. The main character is a man named Charles Condamine. He's a British novelist. He and his wife Ruth have gone to live in their house in Kent, a nice country estate back away from everybody. And he's gone there to research his next book.
And so this is like a lot of these plays are, the protagonists are educated people, mm-hmm. who talk a lot, which is good for the audience. And they're funny and they're witty. You know,
right.
Like a Neil Simon play, everybody's like a wise guy. Everybody's got a sense of humor. They're all wisecrackers.
Well, it's
right?
What's interesting in this one is very few, if you look at a lot of British plays, they have to have a doctor in them. So there's a character in this, Dr. Bradman and his wife, who have to come on the scene as part of the play. They're friends with Charles and Ruth. And Charles has gone to this country estate to write a book.
Yes.
He's writing a book to debunk spiritualism, mediums, things like that. This takes place in the 1940s.
Oh, well, that was at its height. Yeah, well, even before that Madame Blavatsky thing and all the seances and Ouija boards and stuff.
Everything,
really,
you know, if you know anything about Houdini and all his searches, yes. And all that kind of stuff. So this is, you're right, this is at the height of the spiritualism movement that was going on. And so, but his plan was to do the research, try to find some people to assist him in what was going on and to research it, and to really, his intent was to debunk and turn the whole system into what it was, in his opinion, a fraud.
Right.
That's
right.
Not what happened.
So is the house haunted? Is this the Blithe Spirit of the title?
Well, the Blithe Spirit comes into effect when, during the course of his research, he gets the bright idea that, well, why don't we just have a seance? So he finds a lady in the community. Her name is Madame Arcati. Who professes to be a medium. So he invites her into the home and invites his friends, the Bradmans, into the home. And they have the seance. And lo and behold, she is able to conjure up his dead ex-wife.
Oh, wow.
So Elvira comes on the scene.
And is this played by a sheet or a projection or an actual person?
Oh, this is a warm bodied actress.
Wow.
And unfortunately, the only person that can see Elvira is Charles. So he spends a good portion of his time trying to convince the people around him that he sees his dead wife, Elvira.
Well, that's a great device, too, because then, you know, the audience gets in on it, but we don't know if they're really crossing over into some metaphysical realm either.
Right.
You know, I mean, I would... You know, for the sake of the comedy, of course. But anyway, so this play is two acts, mm-hmm. and would you say that it's like it would be a textbook? Would one want to study this play if they wanted to write a perfect little comedy?
It's something to use as a basis for it. You know, it has little nuances that everybody would enjoy. I don't know if there's any such thing as a perfect comedy, so to speak, but it has all the elements of laughter, even some suspense, some elements of head scratching and what would I do if that were me?
Yeah, you're engaged.
Here we have a conflict of a gentleman who's in some respects an ectoplasmic bigamist. Ectoplasmic bigamist. That's
what ectoplasm. Yeah, that was the presence of ectoplasm.
So he's got not only is he dealing with his alive wife, Ruth.
The corporal.
But then he's dealing with Elvira, and his wife is having to struggle with the fact that his dead wife is now roaming around their house. You know, what's she doing? What's she watching? How can I say it?
That's kind of true with people who've been married before anyway. There's always that ghost, you know, even if the person isn't dead. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you got a predecessor and you wonder, you know, and maybe she's been married a couple times or something.
His wife's been dead.
How's that supposed to make you feel?
Well, his wife's been dead now for 7 years, and now she's back on the scene, so to speak. Well, now he's having to struggle with the feelings that he used to have for
right.
his dead wife.
Right, right.
The feelings that he has for his wife that's now alive.
And is she getting jealous?
There would be some jealousy there.
Yeah, I would say so. So this kind of complicates it. It makes it very comical.
And the interactions between the dead wife and the alive wife really makes for some interesting moments of comedy as well.
Huh. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here on KSKA, and my guest is Gary Forrester from Valley Performing Arts, and he's telling us about the wonderful comedy Blithe Spirit, which will be opening a week from today.
Right.
Yeah, up in Wasilla. Yeah. So the dead wife is now communicating with the live wife, but she can't see her.
Right. And she has to communicate through Charles. Has to act as a translator. Oh. What did she say? Okay, she said. What did she say?
This is funny.
You know, and the kind of back and forth, and he's in the middle. And he doesn't always accurately translate what the dead wife is saying to the live wife. He acts as a filter.
Well, that's what's so what's probably so funny and so skillful and so Noel Coward.
And unfortunately, it's only a one-way filter because the dead wife hears everything that the live wife is saying,
that's
but not
great.
Vice versa. Yeah, it's great.
This was like, didn't they do like a TV show? Is this like Nick and Nora Child, Topper? Remember they had that show with Leo G. Carroll? It was on when I was little. It was about a ghost, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And it has some, you know, and The Ghost of Mrs. Muir, which
exactly.
was a popular show as well.
Exactly.
It's the same effect here.
What do you think is the ghost? Is this from, like, you know, Guardian Angels or something? Because I remember when I was a kid, they said, you're never alone. You always have, you know, it's kind of creepy. Like, you're always being watched, you know what I mean? Like, no matter what you're doing. So I think if you think there's ghosts in the room.
Well, people have different ideas on what they believe about what happens after you die, but you know, you always want to think that in some way your loved ones are going to be close, that they're always going to be watching with you. You know, you always see the...
They're in your head.
They're in your head at least. And do you, you know, somebody you really love, when they die, do they ever really leave your heart? No.
No.
But to what extreme do you honor them and remember them? And so it's...
Right.
This is one of those shows where you go on, but this is one instance where he's not allowed to forget. And,
exactly.
And it really does come back to play some really interesting antics through the entire play.
And that's life.
It is life.
And they say in some African religions that there's two deaths when somebody dies. When that person dies and then when you die, the person who remembers them, then that person is effectively kind of erased their, you know, firsthand experience, knowledge of them is gone. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. So we carry these people with us and they are with us all the time and they do intrude, just like in the play, you know, metaphorically.
Right.
But so who's in the play then?
Well, the play, the main character, Charles, is played by Ted Kearney, who has been in a number of VPA productions.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
His wife, Ruth, is played by Suzanne Herman. She was last seen on stage in Sherlock Holmes and the Hound of Baskervilles, and she also directed Anne of Green Gables 2 years ago. Dr. and Mrs. Bradman are played by Bill Seidler and Patty Taylor. Patty Taylor, you might remember, played the Reverend Mother in Nonsense.
Right.
A couple of years ago. And the show is being directed by Dave Neufer. Dave Neufer is a VPA veteran who's been in a number of shows. Most notably, he was in Beauty and the Beast. He played Cogsworth, and he also was in...
He's been on the show.
He's been on the show quite a few times.
Yeah, yeah. And you are the executive director?
I am.
Okay. And this is a big year for you guys because it's your 35th anniversary.
It is. We're very excited about this season. It's we started off with a bang with Pride and Prejudice. with all the last three weekends almost completely sold out. And so it set the bar pretty high for the rest of the season. We've got Bly Spirit next. Then it's going on right now, the King Island Christmas Oratorio for Christmas.
Yeah, right, right.
Then I'm directing Nonsense 2 in the spring, followed by One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Alone Princess. And we wind up with Bad Boys Gone Gray, which is the male version of Hot Aging Women that was so successful for us
I was thinking of that today because they had that Menopause, the musical, and I was thinking which came first. But yeah, definitely. That is so fun. That's great.
It's a fun season. And, you know, we've come a long way from the Log Cabin Church on the fairgrounds.
Yeah, you got a beautiful facility, one of the nicest theaters in the state, I'd say. Yeah,
it's exciting to be where we're at right now.
Well, great. Well, it sounds like you got a great season coming up and everything, and this Blythe Spirit is going to be something to see.
Because, it will be, very definitely.
Yeah, yeah, it's a beautiful show. Well, thank you so much, Gary Forrester from Valley Performing Arts, coming down to talk to us here at Stage Talk and tell us all about Blythe Spirit, which opens a week from today.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your events on KSKA's website. UAA's production of A Chemical Imbalance continues through October the 24th. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 3 on the UAA main stage. For tickets and information, call the UAA Theater box office at 486-4849. Out North presents Fruit of Zaloom, an evening with puppeteer, performance artist, and political satirist Paul Zaloom. And that's tonight, Friday night, at 7 and 10 p.m., with another show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. For tickets and information, call 279-8099 or go to www.outnorth.org. And this show is recommended for ages 15 and over. At Anchorage Community Theater, Witness for the Prosecution runs through Sunday, October 24th. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, evenings at 7, with a Sunday show at 3. Tickets are available online at www.actalaska.org, or you can call Alaska Community Theater at 868-4943. The Seafarer continues its run at Cyrano's through October the 17th. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 3. I saw this play and recommend it. This is the last weekend, and this has a lot of good acting in it. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS, or you can go to centertix.net. In Talkeetna, Denali Drama presents Sylvia, a comedy about man's best friend. Friday and Saturday, October 15th and 16th. Then again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. For information, go to www.denaliartscouncil.org, and that's in Talkeetna. And finally, up in Wasilla at the Valley Performing Arts, Blythe Spirit opens a week from today, October 22nd, and runs for 3 weeks through November the 7th, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., with a Sunday show at 2 p.m. For tickets and more information, call VPA at 373-0195, or you can go to their website, valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next week, I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.